T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8:30, Steve at 10 in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. A couple from Lewisburg in northeast Kansas is celebrating 4 Christmas miracles. Caitlin and Josh Hartman are preparing to bring home 4 healthy babies from Overland Park Regional Medical Center next month. The Kansas City Star reports the 3 girls and 1 boy were born November 17th. Doctors say they are remarkably healthy for quadruplets. Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. You'll likely want the heaviest coat you've got and the heat on high on the drive into work this morning. Another blast of Arctic air has moved in, and temperatures today will be in the mid-teens by noontime, 20 later on this afternoon, the wind chill near 0 to 5 below. Cloudy and 9 tonight, tomorrow sunny and 24. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now partly cloudy, 13 degrees, the wind chill is 4 below. How has Kansas' new open carry firearms law impacted law enforcement? Wichita Police Chief Gordon Ramsey tells KNSS News.
We do know that we're seeing an increase in shootings. We're seeing an increase of, what we call pointing and aiming incidents on the roadways, road rage, where a lot of people maybe used to give someone a certain sign with a hand gesture. Now we're seeing people are pulling out a gun and pointing it. So it might be society's changing. I don't know the answer.
Ramsey says he'd like to see some research on the impact of changes in firearms laws.
Kansas City's Secret Santa is at it again, this time focusing his annual good cheer on Kansas's capital city.
A reporter for the Kansas City Star tagged along recently as Secret Santa followed his long tradition of handing out $100 bills to strangers in Topeka places where the hurting and downtrodden gather, including a shelter and a thrift store. Local police and Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt accompanied the Secret Santa. Schmidt called it a heartwarming experience. The Secret Santa tradition began years ago with a man named Larry Stewart. When Stewart was dying of cancer, he asked the current Santa to carry on the mission. He has done so for 11 years. Zeb Campbell, KNSS News.
A white Christmas has made for dangerous conditions in parts of the Rocky Mountains.
Several inches of snow have triggered avalanche warnings in parts of Utah and Colorado. Forecasters say the danger is high for the mountains of northern Utah, and that goes for all of the Wasatch Range, including areas like Ogden, Provo, Salt Lake, and Park City area mountains. The Utah Avalanche Center director says conditions are especially dangerous because slides can be triggered from some distance away. This type of snow isn't powdery, it's wet and prone to give way. High avalanche danger through Tuesday morning was in place for parts of Colorado, including Aspen and Vail and Summit counties, particularly above treeline level. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
North Korea with a harsh response to the latest round of United Nations sanctions.
The UN Security Council voted to crank up sanctions on the rogue communist regime. It's the first set of sanctions since North Korea's long-range missile test last month, which flew higher and longer than any in its history. Pyongyang responded in a statement Sunday, saying the vote was akin to war.
We define this sanctions resolution, rigged up by the United States and its followers, as an act of war, violating peace and stability.
At the Pentagon, Lucas Tomlinson, Fox News.
Congress has a long to-do list when they get back to work in January. It will include funding the government and fixing DACA. Fox's Chad Pergram has a rundown.
It's just going to be 11 days when both the House and Senate are in place, and they really haven't doused the flames that were still erupting before Christmas time. They haven't changed anything, and they really have less time. These are the same intractable issues. They have to fund the government. They have to figure out a longer-term spending plan for the Pentagon. They also have to address something called CSRs, cost-sharing reductions. These are these health care payments, which President Trump canceled in October for the poor.
Republicans will only have a one-seat majority in the Senate after Alabama Democrat Doug Jones is sworn in. Kansas students will have to undergo CPR training to graduate high school starting next fall. The Large Journal World reports the State Board of Education approved the new requirement earlier this month. KNSS News Time now, 8:35. Steve and Ted in the morning. That means it's time for entertainment news here on a Tuesday morning with Ted Woodward. We call it the Blur, Ted.
Thank you, Steve. One of the actresses from The Sound of Music has passed away.
Heather Menzies-Urich may not be a familiar name, but you may remember the character she played.
Louisa!
She played the second oldest Von Trapp, Louisa, in the Oscar-winning musical Sound of Music. Menzies-Urich died at the age of 68, according to her son Ryan, who told TMZ she died on December 24th, 1 month after receiving a diagnosis of terminal brain cancer. She struggled as an actress after Sound of Music, appearing in shows like Dragnet 1967 and Logan's Run. In the mid-70s, she married actor-producer Robert Urich, who starred as Dan Tanna in the hit TV show Vegas. Urich died in 2002. Michelle Polito, Fox News.
Let's take a close-up look at the new movie, The Greatest Showman.
Zac Efron and Zendaya join Hugh Jackman in the original movie musical, The Greatest Showman. Both had to act, sing, and do aerial stunts.
I have never touched a trapeze bar before in my life. This is something very new to me. and so is the aerial work.
I told them it must have been a lot of elements to think about, all the singing and swinging. Actually, they liked that as a film title.
That must have been a cool upgrade. I mean, there were times where you get lost in the scene, like you're emotionally like, I have to sing. I forgot about that. Or because you're singing and you're in the moment and whatever, then you forget to lose count of where you are in the dance.
Zach put it this way.
I would think like, what if Tom Cruise is doing a musical? What would he do? He would do all his own stuff.
Right. Along with the big performances, there's a message of acceptance in the film.
And I hope that people who see this movie come away with a new confidence in who they are and aren't afraid to share that with the world.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Let's get an in-depth look at what's going on in music news.
I'm Michelle Polino. The circus is the place for fun for kids, but the company that owns the rights to the now defunct Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus is not happy with one, Kid Rock. The musician has been using the phrase, the greatest show on earth, to promote his arena tour, which begins next month. And that caused a lawsuit to come flying like a man on a trapeze. Feld Entertainment says Kid Rock and tour promoter Live Nation have no right to use the name, and his doing so infringes upon and dilutes the trademark. Mariah Carey, who's looking to erase the memory of her performance in Times Square last year from our minds, is doing it all over again, hopefully this time without the technical glitches and her reaction to them. Carey has signed on to perform on Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest. This will be 1 year after the controversy of the botched performance in which Carey, in full diva mode, stopped singing and was visibly flustered. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
Hear that, Steve? Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve is 5 days away.
Oh, boy.
Get excited.
Can't wait.
Yep. 60 years ago on this day, in the year 1957, Elvis Presley got a temporary draft deferment so he could finish the movie King Creole. Of course, Elvis did finish the movie, and he did get drafted.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he got his draft deferment 60 years ago today so that he could finish up his movie. Let's take a look at something that debuted 50 years ago on this night. 50 years ago tonight on Boxing Day in Great Britain, the debut in black and white of Magical Mystery Tour on BBC One. The idea, what would happen if the Beatles loaded up a bus full of people and they drove around?
Sounds like fun.
Ooh. Well, the answer to that is basically nothing.
Nothing happened.
They filmed 10 hours of footage, and then they edited it down to 52 minutes. And even then, that 52 minutes... except for the music, it's pretty painful. It was not received well by the public. It was not received well by the critics. Here's a little bit of Magical Mystery Tour that debuted 50 years ago tonight.
When a man buys a ticket for a Magical Mystery Tour, he knows what to expect. We guarantee him the trip of a lifetime, and that's just what he gets. The Incredible Magical Mystery Tour.
Echo. John Lennon there, yeah. A little echo. At least that added something to it, what was going on.
Yeah.
Magical Mystery Tour. Good music on the soundtrack, but the movie itself was not very good. Well, it debuted on Boxing Day 50 years ago tonight. in black and white, in beautiful black and white, on the BBC. And we finish up with a big birthday, literally. Happy birthday to actor Carol Spinney. Of course, Carol Spinney is the human being that is inside the Big Bird costume.
Ah.
She's been doing that for more than 50 years.
Big Bird.
Carol Spinney is 84 years old today.
Sesame Street.
Of course, even made it to the big screen during the Muppet movie.
Hey there, one of them.
Oh, no thanks. I'm on my way to New York City to try to break into public television.
Good luck.
There you go.
All right.
Old Big Bird. Carol Spinney. Big Bird. He is 84 years old today. Happy birthday to Carol Spinney. It's entertainment news in the blur for this Boxing Day, day after Christmas. Brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. Tell you what, why don't you go down to Pizza John's and have them box you up a pizza
on Boxing
on
Day.
Boxing Day.
Yeah.
That'd be a kind of box I'd like to get today.
Good idea.
Oh, my gosh. They do such a great carryout business. So jot down this phone number, 788-2011. 788-2011 is the carryout number. They do a great carryout business there as well. They'll get you whatever pizza you want, hot sandwiches, salads, spaghetti, whatever you want. They'll get it for you, and it's super tasty. It's right there on K-15 at 208 South Baltimore. Mm-mm, Pizza John's in Derby.
841 Steve and Ted. Keep it here for the Wichita Business Journal Morning Update. Local manufacturing firm is expanding. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.